Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments with C. Melita Webb, where we share joy, love, tidbits of information, and loving communication. Today, I thought we would talk about who is in your circle. The reason I am interested in this specific topic is because I've been noticing that our family group is getting requests from second and third Facebook pages of people we already follow and are friends with. And, you know, a lot of people in different countries are making duplicate accounts and then taking your actual photo and reaching out to family members, and that's kind of how they hack your situation, find out about you and whatnot. I'm not one of those conspiracy theories person, so I don't know what they're doing with it. I hope they're having fun. My circle is probably pretty boring, and what I post is open to anyone. But the thing that I think we need to look at is, you know, what kind of nefarious things are behind some of the people we think we know. You know, there's been an occasion where I have shared something and it just didn't feel quite like I thought it should feel. And I think that, you know, we have internal alarms that go off and say, you know, look at that. And so in the past, if I have ignored my kind of an intuitive thought, right, an intuition that we are all granted to have, it's been to my detriment. It's kind of like when you take a test and you make sure that, you know, you think about it and you go, oh, the first answer is usually the right answer. So I like to depend on my mind. And, you know, sometimes these posts that seem to be innocuous and non-problematic are tied to groups that you don't want to associate yourself with. Think about that. And so, you know, they may post a really good headline or share something and you go, ooh, that's amazing. But have you checked out where that's coming from? Because there is so much out there that you don't want to be affiliated with. And it's important to keep your energy clean. You know, and I don't want you to get to the point where you are scared, timid, or walking on eggshells. I'm just saying be aware. And if you like the actual post, you know, you may have to just not post from that person. You may have to go back to the original source. And, you know, it's just important because things tend to be made mainstream into society and then adopted and seen as not a problem. And then years later, we find out things are a problem. You know, I remember when Smurfs were really big and, you know, I didn't know what a Smurf was, didn't realize that it was something I needed to be concerned about having around my children. And I'm going to look it up, but I believe there was some negative connotation around Smurfs that, I really did not want around my child, or my children. So I would just say to you, you know, it's not okay for you to cross that line when you are a, spiritually connected person. I think it opens the door for negative influences to come around you and for negative energy to seek you out. So, you know, I know that people have different views and not everybody views the same, but, you know, I have to tell you, I'm pretty strong on my views. And so while your views may be different and I won't criticize you for those views unless you try to put them on to me, I don't want to be bothered with it. I don't want to have that in my aura, my space, my energy. And so, you know, every once in a while, someone will send me something and they'll say, you know, I've got dark poetry. Well, I'm like, why would I be interested in dark poetry? I don't like things that are scary. I like to have things that are clear, clean, and as I would say, on the utmost, up and up. So, you know, if you are trying to maintain a good flow of energy with your connection to your higher power, check it out. Do your own research. I remember there was the Berean Study Bible's out now. And whenever I see that, I always think about the fact that the Bereans went back to the Word and they looked and they looked and they sought out understanding. And I think that's what we have to do too. You know, our children are watching us. And, you know, I had someone tell me that there were good witches and there's this new thing out about other stuff. And, you know, I don't care if you are considering that there is a good one out there. I don't want to be bothered with it. I don't want it in my energy. I don't want that at all. So don't bring any of that to me. Don't expect that I'm going to support you in negative energy. You know, I can love you from a distance and I'm good at that. And I think that our lives are too important to play across the line. It's like when I talked to you about being hot versus cold or having salt in your life and not. You know, you've got to keep the flavor into where you want to be in life. You know, God has us, you know, gives us our own responsibility. But with that responsibility, we need to be responsible. So that means that you need to seek out what's going on in your life and the people that are around you. Clear your space and make sure that you are not inviting in something that you don't want to deal with. You know, be careful. And watch who's around your children. Watch the cartoons or whatever they've got out there now on TV that you might be letting your kids watch. Because a lot of times there are undertones that are just not necessary. And you have to ask who would be behind putting some of these inappropriate things into the cartoons. You know, I don't know that I need to give you specifics, but if you want some, I will definitely see if we can find some and stick them in the show notes for you. But keep your environment clean. You know, I remember the Bible talks about wiping your feet off and moving on and, you know, making sure that you're not throwing pearls towards swine. And, you know, there are people that I talk to about God. And then there are people that that enjoy what I say. And then there are other people who really don't know where they fit in that. And that's fine because that's between you and God, right? But if you start dipping your foot in the water, you know, just because it looks like it's a cute trend or it might be interesting or it's just a book or a costume, you need to think about that, right? Think about that because you can't serve two masters. You can't sit here and say that you're with God and then be playing with the enemy's entertainment. Right. And so a lot of times it looks enticing. Right. And that's how they get you hooked in. There was an article recently, and I think it was in the New York Times. I'm sorry, I can't remember. But this was a lawyer, and she was trying to explain away her association with the darkest of energy you could possibly get with. And, you know, and I was sitting here going, do you really think that the people who are listening to your opt-in are that, you know, crazy that they're going to follow your lead into the darkness because you're an attorney and you believe that there's something good inside of it? Please stop that. You know, I know there's some good word out there. I don't know, but what is it? By Felicia? Because that's where that one goes. There's a whole pile of stuff that needs to go into that By Felicia pile. Let that mess go. Fill your life with joy. Fill your life with goodness and harmony and peace. And, you know, and block the negativity. Because when you do that, you will see that your energy will be warmer, you know, your heart will expand, and your happiness will grow. And that's what we need to achieve. So I'm going to wish you well. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a beautiful, restful evening of sleep. Guard your heart and be okay. Until we speak again. Goodbye.